The Garden City Brongbusters were looking to stay here within arm's race of maybe a possibility of hosting a Region 6 playoff game, but a loss would put them down a little closer toward the bottom half of the conference standings. They're trying to snap a six-game losing streak with Independence coming to town. Both teams entered 5-8 in the conference in a three-way tie with Cali. Cali would lose, but then come down to Independence and Garden City, and the Lady Brockbusters could not pull it off here this afternoon as they fall 58-54. It was a good game here. Garden City did fall behind by 14 in the second half. They got it to within two in the fourth quarter, but just the turnovers really came back and hurt the Lady Brockbusters in this one as they fall by 4, 58-54. As Garden City has now dropped 7 in a row here, and they are down to 10-9 overall and 5-9 in the conference. Independence improves to 12-8 on the year, and they are now 6-8 in the conference. Lady Brockbusters used just 6 players today. They got Stevie Yancey with 15 points and also 13 points for Soraya Conley, 11 and 13 boards for Antonisha Moultrie. Is Sarah Dreesen had 6 points and 9 rebounds, the leading scorer for Garden City. She fouled out with 5:13 to go. That would be big. That would loom large for Garden City in their comeback efforts. They had it to within 2 in the final couple minutes of the game, but would fall by 4, 58-54. As Independence was led by Maryville Nikayak with 27 points and Serenity Eccles with 18, as Garden City really had no answer for Nikayak this afternoon, and she had 28 points, 11 rebounds, and was 10-23 from the floor. And one of the top players in the conference led Independence to the victory as Garden City trying to snap that losing streak as they head to Pratt on Wednesday night to the Beaver Dome. But Garden City with an opportunity to pick up a win on Wednesday night. It'll be a tough one at Pratt. See if the Lady Busters can pull it off here and snap a 7-game losing streak.